Well, let's break that down, because you talk about this as sort of a rogue incident that has a connotation to it that for like, I'm sort of like a self-described AI doomer where I see something like this and I'm like, oh man, these things are out of the box already. But what's the reality check on that?
Well, let me counterbalance then the doomerism, right? This is a really exciting time. And in particular, in our research at SentinelOne, what we figured out is these new models like GPT 5.6 Sol and Mythos, what they have is a new emergent capability to do long horizon work, which unlocks some very powerful things for cybersecurity, for defensive use cases, and also for attacks. But keep in mind, right, when you say something like these models went rogue, that implies something that's, it's not quite accurate, right? They had turned off the guardrails. They had turned everything off precisely because this is the kind of benchmark we want to run.
They ran an experiment to see if they would go rogue, and in fact, they did.
Well, just to see how well they could, okay, right? That's part of the intelligence game, is how good are they at finding vulnerabilities. But those vulnerabilities were there to begin with.